Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The mayor of Springfield in the US state of Ohio has urged Donald Trump to stop his repeated attacks on the town, which have become part of his campaign for the White House. Robert Rue told the BBC that Mr. Trump's call for the mass deportation of migrants there had increased anxiety. Grant Ferret reports.
The Springfield mayor summarised the past few days as disheartening and difficult. He said the town had seen rapid growth in recent years through immigration, describing the community as beautiful, vibrant and resilient. But he said since Donald Trump falsely claimed in his televised debate with Kamala Harris that Haitian immigrants had been eating people's pets, the town had been forced to spend more on security. The mayor said there had been bomb threats, prompting the temporary closure of schools and official buildings.
Venezuela has arrested an American citizen and two Spaniards, accusing them of involvement in alleged plots against President Nicolas Maduro's government. The foreign minister, Diosdado Cabello, announced the seizure of 400 rifles and pistols that were to be used in what he described as fascist attacks in Venezuela. He accused the US authorities of involvement. The arrests were announced 2 days after Washington sanctioned 16 Venezuelan officials, including members of the Electoral Council and the Supreme Court, accused of electoral fraud. At least 16 people are now known to have died in Haiti when a fuel tanker exploded on a road near the western city of Miraguam. 40 others suffered serious burns. Our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
Haiti's Prime Minister Gary Conil said the most serious cases were being airlifted to bigger hospitals in the capital, Port-au-Prince. The accident happened when the tanker hit a broken-down vehicle and leaked fuel onto the road. Residents rushed to the site to retrieve the spilled fuel, triggering the explosion. Haiti is struggling to recover from years of lawlessness and gang violence caused by a political and economic collapse. Hospitals, roads and other infrastructure have been seriously damaged by the crisis.
Torrential rains caused by Cyclone Boris have hit central and eastern Europe, killing at least 4 people in Romania. 4 more are missing in the Czech Republic. In eastern Romania, thousands of people have had their homes destroyed and are now in displacement camps. Military boats and planes have been deployed to rescue those stranded. These people, overwhelmed by the rising waters, said they felt let down by the emergency services.
The fridge landed on me, but I was unable to get out. I yelled all night long until some people came and got me out of there.
Our animals are dying. Everything is dying. Where are the firefighters? Why aren't they helping? We called them, but no firefighter came. Not even one.
World News from the BBC. The US National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says intense conversations are still taking place among Western allies on whether to let Ukraine attack Russia with donated long-range weapons. The subject was discussed on Friday at a meeting between President Joe Biden and the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, but no conclusion was announced. Britain's new armed forces minister says the volume of military equipment given to Ukraine in its fight against Russia's invasion has left a capability gap in the UK's own forces. Luke Pollard said that under the previous government, Britain had sent nearly all of one type of mobile artillery unit to Ukraine. He said that while that had been a correct decision, it posed a challenge for UK military capability. The authorities in northwest Nigeria's Kaduna state say the army has rescued 13 hostages following a gun battle. The state government said this followed a tip-off that the armed gang was about to move the captives. Photos from a rural location show 6 men and 7 women looking exhausted shortly after being rescued. European football's governing body has warned that England could be barred from the next Euros despite being a co-host of the tournament. In a leaked letter seen by the BBC, UEFA expresses concern over the risk of government interference in the way the game is run. Here's Dan Rowan.
In a letter sent to the Culture Secretary, Lisa Nandy, UEFA's General Secretary said that he was concerned that there should be no government interference in the running of football. He warned that the body had rules that guarded against this in order to guarantee the autonomy of sport. The ultimate sanction for breaching these would be excluding the FA from UEFA. In a statement, the government said a new independent regulator would put fans back at the heart of the game and ensure that English football was sustainable for the benefit of clubs and their communities.
That's the latest BBC News.